Well, I love the song. This is Roller 3 from Evelyn Breaker and Scramble 204 of Fish. And I'm feeling very, very fortunate to have one of my favourite musicians in the country, Evelyn Breaker, with me in the studio. Kia ora.
Oh my God, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, yeah, thank you so much for having me.
It's absolutely my honour. And because I've been a fan of what you're doing for some time, the band Fish started up here in Auckland, and that first single blew me away, and I've been kind of following what the heck you're up to ever since. It's not easy to follow what you're up to. You're up to a lot of things.
Up to a lot of things,
You're not even here with anything to do with Fish right now.
No, not really.
In fact, this single is made by two people from Fish, but isn't Fish. And so tell us a little bit about your trajectory, my goodness.
My trajectory? Do you mean like...
Well, you were born, and then we started making some music.
Yeah, yeah. I was born here in Auckland, and then started making music kind of when I was like very young, and then stopped, and then started making music. Tried to pick up FL Studio when I was like 14, 15, and then I've just been like producing ever since. And then eventually Shay learnt the guitar, and then he was like, hey, do you want to sing for this band? I like just learnt the fact that I maybe could sing, and I was like, why not? And then Fish was the thing, and then...
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And so Fish, for those listening who maybe haven't heard Fish, go away and check it out, F-E-S-H-H, one of the highlights of the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra last year for me. And, yeah, some amazing singles. And we had you play support for Wednesday earlier this year.
Crazy. So
in case you can't tell, like, I like to fan out about things, and I am fanning out here. But you have also got other personas. Including one we'll play later. But tell me about Evelyn Breaker and how you knew that you needed to do something different than just the Fish band.
Well, Evelyn Breaker is me. It's just my solo stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was writing music by myself for quite a while. So I'd always wanted to be a solo artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really even listen to many bands growing up, so being in a band was a new thing to me, but I always wanted to be a solo artist. I've made like two or three albums and scrapped them before, and then I got the sort of, while Fish was all the thing, I got the name, and I was like, okay, it's time for me to release what I've been doing for so long.
Yeah,
because I was just making so much music and just not putting it out. And then people were like, you should put this out, and I was like, yeah, just I will soon. And then, yeah, I guess I love producing it, so that's kind of my laptop is where I do everything. So I knew, yeah, I've always wanted to be a solo artist, and I like making stuff myself. And it's similar to Fish in ways, and I like to, you know, they're all parts of me, and Fish is like a big group thing, and yeah, yeah.
But, so it kind of feels like the Evelyn Breaker kind of project started getting drip fed a little bit out, and kind of if you knew, you knew, and if you found it, you found it.
Yeah.
And you're kind of walking out into the light a little bit. You've been playing some shows, and
yeah, for sure. I'm trying to push it a bit more now, I think, for sure. Yeah.
Well, how about, like, I'm just thinking about what professional interviewers do. Do they like intersperse songs and talking? Should we do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, would you play a song?
Yeah, and I can play a song.
Talk and you know. Okay, let's do that. So we're gonna do. We've done a little test off air, but let's see if we can get it right. I'm sure we can.
Cool.
I'll leave you to it. That's glorious.
Thank you very much.
What was that song?
That song is called Chain Sevens, Desire Path.
Okay. Oh, I loved it.
Thank you.
And I had a little text come through whilst you were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn Breaker and Girls Factory were so good at Hollyween. Amazing contribution to an amazing night.
Oh, thank you very much.
From a mysterious stranger. You did play it at Hollyween.
I
was
yes.
sadly indisposed in my own Halloween nightmare. But tell me about the show. Tell me about your live show.
Yeah, well, for this show, I did two sets at Hollywood.
Mm.
And I did Evelyn Breaker, and I brought two of my very close friends, Shay from Fish and Jude from Dropper. And those two, Jude played drums and Shay played guitar, and we sort of They helped me bring some songs to life on the stage. Mm. So played a set of that, and that was really great. I was playing bass as well and singing, and that was really fun. The whole stage setup was really great.
It's beautiful.
And then, you know, the night got later and later, and then Greco-Romantic played their set, and then I was rushed on stage with a DJ table to play Girls Factory, which is my, like, very silly other side project. And that was like one of the greatest experiences I've had, because I was allowed to use the projector to project all the visuals I'd been working on onto this huge wide screen, all synced up with the music. And I brought all my friends and just whoever wanted to on stage. And it was kind of like a little, little boiler room vibes.
Yay. Yeah. All right.
It was super fun.
How do you feel about another song and then maybe another song?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, what we'll do, I reckon, just looking at the clock and the iron fist of the news crashing down at 6 o'clock. So why don't we just get two songs in succession and then have this time we'll have a chat at the end.
Yeah, for sure. I'll just get this guitar in tune.
It's okay. I'll say some really interesting stuff. You're recording an album?
I am. I'm recording an album. As part of the reason why I'm up here in Auckland is to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
These songs that I'm going to play are from the album. The song I will play second is going to be the first single that I put out very soon. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. This first song is called Flora Sixfold.
All right, I'll get out of your way. Cool. And you're playing the single now? Rad.
The song is called Ritual.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Who even are you? That's so amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lilith, from Evelyn Breaker, Girls Factory and Fish, and probably other secret projects you haven't told us about, for those three songs. We'll put them up online. They sounded amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you so much. I got lots of texts. I got... could you just run through the names of the songs? Somebody says that last song was insane. What was the title, please?
It's called Ritual.
Oh, the first, that was about the first one.
Oh, so. The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first song is called Chain Seven's Desire Path.
Mm-hmm.
The second song is called Flora Sixfold. And mm-hmm. the third song was called Ritual.
Oh, thank you so much. And if people want to hear more and keep an eye on what the heck is happening, evelynbreaker.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, or Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud.
Wow, okay.
I know, global.
Not too cool to stream. Okay, that's good.
Course.
You know, you got to be out there.
It's pop music.
Thank you so much. We'll be hearing from you again, I don't doubt. And it's time for the news, so I will summon the news team in and I'll go out with just a little snippet of Girls Factory. If people want to hear that, they can go online as well. But thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me. Woo!
Girls Factory Radio. You are now listening. The worst DJ in the Southern Hemisphere.
This DJ is breaking all the knobs off.